Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC with our call-in for a certain select group of you, WNYC listeners, who choose not to vote. Our lines are already full. If you want to text responses to this, you can text the word NYC Votes to 30644, and we'll send you back a specific question and instructions. Some of the texts we've gotten already, Mike writes, because government is a monopoly between Republicans and Democrats, independents don't stand a chance. Sal says, why don't I vote? I don't vote because there is no accountability for a politician once in office to do what they said they would do for us. Ting says, I don't vote because I don't see how my vote could be relevant in this democracy where electoral colleges have the last say. Now, we're collecting these because next Tuesday, for our live show in the Green Space, we'll be coming at democracy from two angles, an Occupy Wall Street dialogue with Elliot Spitzer and Greg David and others, and a brainstorming session about why so many of the 99%, if you will, don't vote and what we can do about it. Now, if you want to come to our live Brian Lehrer show in the Green Space next Tuesday, 10 a.m., our usual time, you can get tickets on the events page at WNYC.org. Again, we'll be talking about Occupy Wall Street with Elliot Spitzer and Greg David and others who we're still booking. Also, an organizer from Occupy itself, Jesse LaGreca. And we'll be having this brainstorming session about why so many of the 99% don't vote and what we can do about it to increase turnout. If you want to come, that's 10 a.m. next Tuesday in the Green Space here at WNYC, and you can get tickets on the events page at WNYC.org. So to help get ready for that, we're collecting your reasons right now why some of you do not vote on the phone and via text message. The text line, again, text NYC Votes to 30644, or call us up as some of our listeners finish up with their calls at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Kate in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kate.
Hi. I'm glad that you took this call. I'm leaning very strongly on not voting because we don't have a democracy in this country. We really have an aristocracy. And I'm almost believing that if I vote, then I'm really supporting an aristocracy. I'm definitely one of the 99%, and I live on a very fixed income. I'm disabled, and there's nobody in Washington that's talking for me at all.
Did you vote for Obama? A lot of people who feel like you made that exception.
Yes, I did. I did vote for Obama.
And are you disappointed?
I am disappointed, but I also understand that I think he came in with a lot of good ideas and what he wanted to do. And the opposite party, the Republican Party, just wasn't going to have any of it.
Kate, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Listeners, maybe you don't vote because you're never really enthusiastic about a candidate. Maybe you don't vote because it's on a Tuesday and your work schedule makes it really difficult to get to the polls. You notice they voted on Saturday in Tunisia or over the weekend. Maybe you don't vote because you don't know how to register, whatever it is. Jessica in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jessica.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Why don't you vote?
I'm 27 years old, and I don't vote because I have a complete lack of faith in the political system. I actually voted in 2004, and then 2008 came around, and I saw the crazy, like, support for this man on television that nobody actually knows, and Barack Obama, and I usually would vote for a Democratic candidate, and it was just scary to see, like, this just, like, belief in somebody that we don't actually know, and that I feel at least doesn't represent me. I mean, mm-hmm. The stuff that's been going on in this world hasn't changed. Healthcare, people not having access to, you know, good food, education. And
right.
Yeah.
And you were like, who is this guy? I don't know you well enough.
I just don't feel like it's just everyone seems like politicians are just liars and have to unfortunately take lots of money in order to succeed, and it's just a real bummer.
Jessica, thank you. I guess that's one of the things that we will have to talk about at the event on Tuesday morning, and that is the lack of faith that people have more and more. Trust in government is way, way down. There was a Times poll, CBS News poll that we talked about earlier in the week that showed trust in Congress especially at its lowest point ever, but trust in government in general, regardless of party, at a historic low. So maybe on Tuesday with the New York City Campaign Finance Board and others, we'll have to talk about rebuilding trust in government to rebuild a voting bloc in this country that's actually a majority. Judy in Pittsford, you're on WNYC. Hello, Judy.
Hi. I'm 50, and I am not voting, and I've always voted. And I've been having an argument within my family because you got to vote. You have to vote. And my husband wasn't even a citizen, and my kids gave him grief because he wasn't a citizen, and he complained about government, and he became a citizen so he could vote. It doesn't matter. It may be cathartic to vote. It doesn't matter. It is a purchased system. I was reading in the New York Times about this, I don't know, congressman in Minnesota or whatever, who's trying to get regulations decreased on medical devices. This is ridiculous. And they showed that he had, like, received $80,000 from the manufacturers, from Medtronic or whomever. It's ridiculous. It's a purchased system. Of course, it's better for us to have regulations, but probably they'll lower the regulations and we'll all suffer.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Before we go on to that, Irene in Oakland has another name for the same thing that Judy was just talking about. Irene, are you in Oakland, New Jersey, or Oakland, California?
New Jersey.
Okay. There's a whole other thing going on in Oakland, California this week. But, yeah, you agree with Judy. And what do you call it?
A Madison Avenueocracy. It's the company, it's the ad agency that they can purchase, the candidate can purchase, that can do a better job of fooling and selling to the public. And unfortunately, the public is not well-informed because it's almost impossible to be well-informed. And it's just whoever gets the best ad agency who wins.
Thank you very much. A lot of people don't think it's that simple, but Madison Avenueocracy. We should start this thread on our webpage. You can do it now. We should come back to it another day and do a whole segment on what kind of society or political system do we live in? A blankocracy. Fill in the blank. We've already had aristocracy on this show, in this call-in, and now Madison Avenueocracy. Somebody else wants to say plutocracy. What ocracy? What kind of ocracy? Blankocracy do we live in? Go post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show, and we'll read some of your responses on a subsequent program. Bruce texts to us, I don't vote because voting for the lesser evil is still a vote for evil. Ben says, at most levels of government, I have been hoodwinked by Democratic politicians who don't do what they promise to do. They just try to stay in office. Ryan says, I don't vote because if I have a strong feeling for a political candidate in a close election, I'll take out my checkbook. And Navalette in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Navalette, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Were you named after a very short book?
Yeah, I'm totally disgusted with the government of the world. I explained a while ago, I'm from the islands, and I've moved into America for more than 20 years now. And slowly you're seeing the politics here is looking like the ones in the islands. I don't think the governments are really taking care of the people. And you've mentioned ocracy. I think theocracy is what we're really looking forward to in the future.
Theocracy. You mean we're moving toward a theocracy?
Yes. I think that's what's going to solve the problems, where God is the head of the government and the people of the world will be taken care of then.
You want a theocracy?
Theocracy, yes.
Which country do you come from, and what was the system like
there? I'm Jamaican.
Uh-huh.
I'm Jamaican.
And how would you describe theocracy there?
Oh, we are far from there. It's a terrible kind of politics there right now. Every time you would see hundreds of people dying, every time the election's coming around, this garrison politics, you know, stuff like that. Slowly you're seeing facets of that here in America.
Thank you for calling, Navala. Call us again, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. David in Putnam County, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi. Brian, thank you for having me on your show. So I've always voted in every election, and after the you know, the whole TARP bailout, where, you know, reports I've read said the calls were evenly split between no and hell no, and you know, they went for it anyway. So to me, that says our politicians are completely unresponsive. So I see it more or less as political theater. You know, Frederick Bastiat, who was a French economist and politician of the 1850s, he said that, you know, once the people realize they can vote for themselves favors from the Treasury, that's what the whole political process will become. And I don't know of a better solution. But I'm convinced that voting really isn't going to change anything.
So if you do vote, I mean, if you don't vote, is there something that you do? For example, another text we got, this one from Bryce, says, I do not vote. Occupy everything. Direct action and horizontal democracy. Reactionary politics are for cowards. So do you do anything in terms of direct action or whatever you would call it?
Well, in the last election cycle, I actively, you know, went out and passed out leaflets in White Plains for Ron Paul. I mean, if he were to make it as far as the general election, I would get out and vote for him. Not that I think that, you know, I have, and well, the other thing is I have less and less confidence in the voting system itself. As we, in New York State, we've moved to all electronic voting, which in my mind is, you know, as a computer professional, I believe it's very easy to subvert that. I have no confidence in it anymore, but I would still get out and vote for Ron Paul. But in any other case, I think I would just not want to give my consent. Mm-hmm. So what do I do now? Well, you know, I call in on radio talk shows. I talk to people and, you know, try to help my friends think correctly about the issues. I don't mm-hmm. know what the answers mm-hmm. are.
Right.
But,
well, those are some of the answers for you of what you're doing. David, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Call us again. And we will leave it there for now. But you can keep texting. Text NYC Votes to 30644. And we're still collecting reasons that you don't vote for our live show next Tuesday morning in the Green Space. And again, you can get tickets on the events page at WNYC.org, as we'll be coming at democracy from two angles Tuesday morning. An Occupy Wall Street dialogue with Elliot Spitzer and Greg David, Occupy organizer Jesse LaGreca, and others, and this brainstorming session about why so many of the 99% don't vote and what can be done about it. That's next Tuesday, live on The Brian Lehrer Show, so it's our usual start time, 10 a.m. You can get tickets on the events page at WNYC.org. And again, if you don't vote and want to tell us why, text NYC Votes to 30644, and we'll reply with a message how. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up next, we have the chair of Community Board 1 in Lower Manhattan to talk about Occupy Wall Street's relations with their neighbors. Stay tuned.